20-year-old receives maximum prison sentence. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A man is sentenced to the maximum time related to an unlawful sexual conduct charge. Alexander Rosencrantz originally pleaded not guilty, but changed his plea in early November to no contest. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Amanda Miller says the 20-year-old was sentenced Tuesday by Judge Elizabeth Tamakis to the maximum 18-year prison term.
He does have a mechanism to request judicial release, which would be asking Judge Tamakis to release him early. He has to serve at least 30 days with less than a 2-year sentence, but the state at this point would oppose.
The charges stem from 2 sexual encounters with a juvenile over a 2-week time span in the summer. Once his sentence is complete, Rosencrantz must register as a Tier 2 sex offender for 25 years. The Tuscarawas County Commissioners approved a resolution on Monday to keep the current citizen participation plan in place. The Citizen Participation Plan is a required component of the Ohio Community Development Block Grant Program. The block grant provides federal funding to communities to address a variety of needs. Director of Economic Development Scott Reynolds says the state reviews plans every 5 years.
The state has supposedly modified some of their language as to how you can go about implementing the Citizen Participation Plan. But when we evaluated some of the new ways they had talked about it, it actually would have ended up being more costly to the county.
Reynolds noted that this is essentially a reauthorization of the existing plan.
And that's how we do our public hearings, how we notify the public when we're going to have an amendment to public hearing and so forth.
Reynolds said the city would notify the public of any special hearings via the media or the city website. And in state news, campaign finance filings show this year's campaign for Ohio governor was the most expensive gubernatorial race in state history. The reports show that Republican Mike DeWine, the governor-elect, and Democratic challenger Richard Cordray spent nearly $45 million between their campaigns. The previous record of almost $34 million was set in 2010 when current GOP Governor John Kasich defeated incumbent Democrat Ted Strickland. And in sports last night, number 15 Ohio State survived a slow start, but went on to beat Youngstown State 75-56. And Larry Nance Jr. made the game-winning shot at the buzzer last night as Cleveland beat Indiana 92-91. Nance finished with 15 points and 16 rebounds. The Cavs will be back tonight as they are in Charlotte versus the Hornets at 7 o'clock. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
A frosty start to this Wednesday, then it'll be mostly sunny and milder this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear sky this evening, giving way to a mostly cloudy sky overnight, lows in the low to mid 30s. Thursday, cloudy and mild, high of 52 with rain developing later in the afternoon towards evening. Rain is likely Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high of 44. Temperatures falling later in the day. Rain will mix with snow Friday night. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring. 99.9 WTUZ.